like it. It's good. There you go.
Take anything you want. You want some food? Take it.
Not gonna hurt you.
Yeah? That's what the last guy said. Could you help me? The wheel came off. I can't fix it. Maybe if I could. But I can't.
And the only good thing about no soap, that you can smell hijackers a mile off.
I am impressed. This man smells us from 30 feet away.
What's that say about our hygiene?
What you got there in that pack?
What pack?
You got a gun.
Oh, shit, it ain't loaded.
No, they never are. Ain't that right, old man? Open the pack and tip it out on the boat nice and slow.
Can't do that.
Take off the fucking pack and put it on the ground. or die!
Are you listening to me?
I am now.
Good.
You listening to me?
Yeah.
Good. Put that hand on me again, you won't get it back.
You can't believe this fucking guy?
All right. Come on down the hard way.
Why'd you do that?
He just cut my hand off.
What are you standing around for? Stand up!
What'd he say?
He's in shock. I think he meant kill him.
And they were going to take yours and then eat you. It's true. It's in the cart.
shit you don't find.
I don't want any show up on you.
Okay.
Sorry, I gotta see the hands.
I'm not one of them.
Okay.
I'm gonna take something out of my back. Take your finger up the trigger.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. That's a feather. 900, man.
Is it?
I don't see one of those since the 90s.
Yeah, I got it back east.
Still work?
Yeah, just need a charge. Can you do that for me? Give me a charge. I got cables.
I don't need the cables. I can put a trickle charger on it for you.
Good.
I mean, if you got the coin.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's American made.
Oh, yeah. I got a whole bunch of these.
Do you?
Yeah. Or chapstick. Any chapstick?
No chapstick. I got cat oil. Fresh cat oil.
No.
It's good. It's good for the oil.
No.
Works the same way.
What about toys? Any toys?
No, I don't play. Oh, I got,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
All right. I have this. With these.
Oh, absolutely. Those are yours.
Okay. Give me a couple hours. Charge it up for you.
Thank you.
You can wait over there across the street. The Orpheum.
No, I'll wait.
Bar's about ready to open.
I'll wait here.
You don't trust me, do you?
I'll wait here.
All right.
Good. The one you want. It ain't there?
No.
I just don't understand. That's a shitload of books.
You don't have to understand. I understand. Leave that to me and we can be friends. I have faith in you. You'll find it.
Oh, wait. I got this too.
Oh, now this is a treat. Shampoo. Go get Sam. Get some pussy. Everything on me as much as you and your boys can stand. Then go back on the road.
And we'll get you your book.
Of that I have no doubt. You're sending guys out who can't even read to look for one book. No wonder they never find anything. Yeah, use the tools I have at hand. They should like to go with them. What about these?
Burn them.
This place across the street, they got any water?
You haven't even paid for it.
One of the Rokers found it.
Who knows?
Might have been the last shampoo on the planet. That's yours.
Did they find your book?
Outlander? Let me see. All right, what will it be?
Water.
That's the good stuff. I gotta eat into my own ration to sell it, so it don't come cheap. Get you maybe halfway? Take this and get it filled. Wait. Need this.
Can you please move?
That was my cat.
Fine specimen.
I saw you knock him off the bar.
No, I kind of shoot him. I didn't really knock him.
You raised your hand at him.
Won't happen again, I promise you.
And Martz, have another drink, huh?
That cat's been coming in here for 2 years. He's got more right to be here than you.
I don't want any trouble.
That's too bad. Guess you're not.
Know who you are. Murderer of innocent travelers on the road. You are going to be held to account for the things you've done. Do you know that? Do you? It's okay. I'm going to grab my things. I'm going to walk out of here. All right, brother? sake. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for us. For out of the ground we were taken, for the dust we are. And to the dust we shall return.
And who are you?
Nobody.
Oh, I got that. The men you killed in my bar. They were nobody. They're you now.
He ain't got the shakes. He ain't one of them.
Good. This is a civilized town. We don't need humans. We don't see too many people from before. Not anymore. Did you read?
Every day.
Uh-huh. Good for you, me too. You know, it's funny. As old as we are, people like you and me, we're the future.
What do you want with me?
Straight to the point. I like that. I like that. You're not just educated. I'm sorry anyone handled themselves the way you did. I don't know where you learned it, but I sure as hell could use it. This little town, just the beginning. I'm about to expand. I need expert help to use someone like you.
Thank you, but I'm really not interested.
Well, the people who work for me look better than any walker ever dreamed. That's Redridge here. That's boys, anyone. Real beds, hot food, women. Clean water. You could do a lot worse, my friend.
Thank you. I got somewhere I need to be.
Where?
West.
There is nothing west.
I've been told different.
By who? Tell you what. Stay tonight. Let's try a little local hospitality. See how you like it. We'll talk again in the morning.
We're the vice, Walker. It's not a choice. It's always a choice.
There'll be someone outside your room all night. If you need anything.
I don't need anything.
You never know.
This is for you. It's some water for washing and some food. It's a little special reserved to compliments of the house. I need you to take this or say something so I can find you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I get you anything else?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. You get blinded in the war by the sun after.
I was born this way. I think probably I'm lucky because I was already used to being like this by the time it happened.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I like your perfume.
It's so simple. But thank you. Good night. I think he's going to change his mind by the morning. He's not going to stay. He's different than the others. You're not going to be able to make him do what you want him to do.
Who said anything about me? I'll send Salar. By the time I got better use out of him.
Somebody already came with food and water. I got everything I need.
Are you sure about that? It's really bright in here. I'm Solara.
Right. You filled my canteen downstairs.
Yeah. You're the walker, right? If you're worried about paying, it's on the house.
Paying for what?
Why don't you take a seat? No. No, I can't go. I can't. If I do, he'll hurt my mom.
Who?
Carnegie.
He's your father?
No. No, but we belong to him just the same. Look, I'll sleep on the floor. Tomorrow you can tell him you had a good time. I promise you I will be no trouble. That I haven't really seen too many people your age come through here before.
Well, it's been 31 years since the flash. I really don't remember.
Do you remember what it was like? I mean, in the world before. Well, what was it like?
People had more than they needed.
had no idea what was precious, what wasn't. We threw away things people kill each other for now.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a book. Can I see it?
No, you cannot.
I just want to look at it.
I said no.
Listen, I can't even read. Come on, please let me just see it. What is with you? It is just a book.
It's not just a book.
What do you mean it's not just a book?
Look. No more questions about the book, all right? No more questions. All right? I got a question for you since you're here.
Well, maybe I'll answer it. Maybe I won't.
Where do you get your water?
Can't tell you that.
You can't tell me, or you don't know?
Oh, I know. If you're not talking about the book, I'm not talking about the water.
There's something else. All right, I got another question for you.
Right.
You hungry? There's a lot of food there. More than I can eat. Tell you what, we can share it, you know, like old people used to.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Sit. Give me your hands.
What are you doing?
Trust me, give me your hands. Close your eyes. Dear Lord, we thank you for this meal. We thank you for a warm bed and a roof over our head on cold nights such as this. It's been too long. Close your eyes. We thank you for the gift of companionship in hard times like these. Amen.
Now eat.
How was your night? Did you sleep well?
I did like you said.
Well, of course you did what I said. How did it work? Is he staying?
We didn't do much talking. So that I need something. Come, give me your hand. Close your eyes. Dear Lord, we thank you for our food. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for the roof over our heads and our new friends. And I guess that's all for now.
Amen. That's the word you're looking for. Amen. That's how you stop. said you didn't talk much. But did you do any reading? I ask you a question. You shut your mouth.
Hurting your mother so hard. He said he read every day. Did he? Your mother would like you to tell.
I don't know. I don't know. Yes, okay. Yes, yes, he was reading.
What kind of book was he reading?
I don't know. I don't know. An old leather one.
Huh?
Are you going to ask the goodness thing at the
front? Show me.
I need you to mother God.
Show me!
There's no acid in there.
It doesn't matter. Just take these off. Take them off.
All right.
Take them off.
All right. Just.
Hey. All right.
Yeah. Coming off.
Okay.
Coming off.
Thank you.
Coming off.
You can tell them I made you do it. All right. Say it.
You made me do it.
Is that thing loaded? I don't think it's loaded.
One way to find out.
Look, I need that book. I mean, I want the book. And you. If you make me choose, I'll kill you. I'll take the book.
Why? Why do you want it?
I grew up with it. I know its power. If you read it, then so do you. That's why they burned them all after the war. It's just staying alive is an act of faith. Building this town is an even bigger act of faith. But they don't understand that. None of them. And I'd have had the right words to help them, but the book does. And I admit, I've had to do things, many, many things I hate to build this, I confess that. But if we had that book, I wouldn't have to. Now imagine how different, how righteous this little world could be if we had the right words for our faith. Well, people would truly understand why they're here and what they're doing, and they wouldn't need any other ugly motivations. It's not right to give that book hidden away. It's meant to be shared with others. It's meant to be spread. Is that what you want?
With all my heart and soul. I always believed that I'd find a place where this book belonged, where it was needed. I haven't found it yet.
I love this guy. Shoot him, please. Thank you.
don't like being followed.
I want to come with you.
No, you don't.
I hate it here.
Then change it.
My mother thinks I'll be safer with you. I'll take you to where we get our water. You can have all that you can carry. I mean, all that we can carry. Carnegie knows about two more springs up north. He says he's going to build more towns.
How do you know about this one?
He's been here when he was young. In the world before, I guess everyone else who knew about her died. We really better hurry.
I left my glasses inside. Take a look for me. I'll look out of here.
What are you doing? You're such a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Water.
I didn't say that. You said that. Besides, the road's no place for you. It's much worse than you think. Goodbye, Solar. It's nice knowing you. I mean that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Filthy fucking hands.
Twice. With your soap.
Put a crew together. We're going after him.
For a fucking book.
It's not a fucking book. It's a weapon. A weapon aimed right at the hearts and minds of the weak and the desperate. It will give us control of it. If we want to rule more than one small fucking town, we have to have it. People will come from all over. They do exactly what I tell them if the words are from the book.
It's happened before. And it'll happen again. All we need is that book.
help me? Hello? Is anybody there? Are you okay? Oh, yes. I'm fine. You go along. Oh, I'll be okay. Emma, here, let me just...
No.
No, no, really, please. I'm fine. Really, I need a man to help, not you. You just go along.
It's okay.
No.
Let me just take a minute.
It's fine. Please.
Like he's protected somehow. Like there's nothing that can touch him.
Oh, he's just a fucking man. You put a bullet in him, he'll go down like any other.
It's too warm. No more than a few hours dead. He can't be far.
You sure you still want her?
It's gonna be dark soon. We can't track him at night. They'll see us coming. We can drive right past him and never know it.
He's right. They're on foot, tired. They'll have to sleep. We'll make up the ground tomorrow. We'll have them before morning's out.
That better be a guarantee.
Do you really read the same book every day?
No fail.
Will you read some to me? Please?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
That's beautiful.
You like that?
Did you write that?
Yes, I did.
Really?
No. No.
That was around a long time before you and I got here, that's for sure.
What did you mean when you said it's not just any book?
It's the only one.
Really?
After the war, people made it their business to find and destroy any that the fires didn't get already. Some people said this was the reason for the war in the first place. Anyway, it's the only one that survived.
How'd you get it?
They said that the war... tore a hole in the sky. You probably heard the stories.
Yeah.
Tore a hole in the sky. Sun came down and burned everything. Everything and everybody. You were lucky to hole up and hide in a place like this or underground. Most people weren't lucky. So, a year later, we started coming out and people wandered around, not knowing what I was going to do, trying to find a place to survive. One day, I heard a voice. It's hard to explain, but it was like it was coming from inside of me. But I could hear it as clear as I can hear you talking to me now.
What did this voice say?
It led me to a place where I found the book buried under some rubble. The voice told me to carry the book out west. Told me that a path would be laid out for me, that I'd be led to a place where the book was safe. Told me that I'd be protected. Anyone or anything stood in my path. I've been walking ever since.
And you did all that because a voice in your head told you to?
Yes, I did. I know what I heard. I know what I hear. I know I'm not crazy. And I know I would have never made it without help.
What's that?
One question too many. Go to bed. We got an early start in the morning.
are you doing?
I'm sorry, I thought you were sleeping.
I wasn't sleeping. What are you doing?
I just wanted to see the book.
Nobody touches it but me. You understand me? Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
We're asleep. Said you don't know how to read anyway. It's no use to you.
Yeah. So teach me.
Lost.
No.
Well, how do you know that you're walking in the right direction?
I walk by faith, not by sight.
What does that mean?
It means that you know something, even if you don't know something.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's faith. It's faith. It's the flower of light in the field of darkness. It's giving me the strength to carry on. You understand?
Is that from your book?
No, it's Johnny Cash, Live at Folsom Prison.
What? Think anyone lives there?
I don't know.
Maybe there's water.
Stay behind.
This is weird.
Travelers, that's all. Don't mean any harm.
No trespassing. Haven't you read the sign?
I'm very sorry I didn't see it.
What's your business?
No business. Just we're very sorry, and if you let us, we'll be on our way.
George, look at them. One of them's just a girl.
Yeah, that's an old story. I heard it 100 times before.
We get so few visitors these days. George is suspicious of everybody. I'm Martha. Would you care for some tea? How about some music? It's so soothing.
George!
How do you like it? Nice. Please. Is that good?
Good. Thanks. Rich.
It's amazing that you two have survived out here all by yourselves.
Well, now, George is something of a handyman. He did a lot of work on this place, making it safe. We may be old, but we're resilient. We've no more than a few tried to take this place from us. Haven't we, George?
Yes, we have.
Right.
I want to show you something. Come on.
George, no!
Not now.
Come on.
Are these
graves?
Sure. Be uncivilized not to bury them.
Besides, it's good for the soil.
Come on back inside. I think I might be able to rustle you up some sandwiches.
Well, thank you. Thank you, brother.
We gotta go now.
They killed all these people.
They didn't just kill them. They ate them.
Her hands were shaking.
Too much human meat. Let's go.
I found some meat. I hope you're hungry.
No. No, thank you.
Well, we gotta be going.
So soon?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Are you sure you want to stay?
I'm sure. I'm very sure. I'll put the gun down. Solara, you can take this. Open the door for us, please. Solara, thank you for the tea.
Thank you for the tea.
Thank you so much for the tea.
Go back inside.
George, what's wrong?
Whole company of armed degenerates. That was wrong. And they let them stick to us.
Just set out the good china.
Fuck the china. Have you got any more weapons?
Weapons?
I'll show you some weapons.
Can you shoot a gun?
Of course.
Come on.
We know you're in there. Come on out and nobody needs to get hurt. I'll make it easy. Send out Solara! What the fuck?
What are we gonna do?
I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Wait.
That's all I want. The book! And the girl!
Check his pack.
It ain't here.
This is your last chance. You give it up, or I swear I'll bury you out of here. Son of a bitch. Let's try this again.
Carnegie! What?
Where's the book?
Give him the book, please.
Don't tell him.
In the house. Back of the TV.
Go check the TV.
What?
You're fucking shitting me. You go! Go! Ask and you shall receive. God is good, is he not?
All the time.
Not all the time. He's just a man.
We barely got enough fuel to make it back. You want to go after her?
No.
If I didn't come with you, none of this would have happened.
It's not your fault. I did what I had to do.
I think anything could make you give up that book. I thought it was too important.
All the years I've been carrying it and reading it every day, I got so caught up with keeping it safe, I forgot to live by what I learned from it.
Yeah, what's that?
Do for others more than you do for yourself. That's what I got from it anyway.
Thank you.
What's your business here?
My name is Eli. I have a King James Bible in my possession.
Remain where you are. Don't attempt to make any sudden moves, or you will be fired upon.
Been doing this for a long time now.
It feels like a museum.
Oh, no, it's much more than that. This is where we're going to start again. We've got a printing press that will be operational quite soon. We're going to teach people about the world they lost. Help them start to rebuild it. I mean, look, Shakespeare, Britannica, missing only a few volumes. There's a whole series of beautiful Mozart and Wagner records. In still very pristine condition, but never a Bible. Well, not until now. Well, may I ask what condition it's in?
Speed up. But it will do the job.
Do you think I could see it?
Yes, you may.
What's that?
It's open.
Good.
Do you have anything to write on?
Could you get us some writing paper, please?
A lot of it. A whole lot of it.
He can't be.
It's impossible! He can't be!
Pay close attention. And write down everything I say, exactly as I say it. The first book of Moses, called Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Where is Solara?
out there. Her choice. I tried to bring her back. She refused.
What did you do when she refused?
Read it.
What did you do to my daughter?
Read it!
What did you do to my daughter?
Start any time.
Sorry. It's been so long, I don't remember.
You have to.
No, I have to. Really?
Oh, you have to, please. It doesn't hurt anymore.
I can smell it. You worked so hard for that book. You sacrificed so much, so many men. Spare. Now those people who were too scared to even say your name, they're downstairs tearing up the bar right now. Did you know that? And there's no one there to stop them. And you're feverish. I can't imagine what it must feel like to have what you want so close that it might as well be a million miles away.
Stop it!
Are you leaving?
Claudia? Claudia! Claudia!
Thank you for giving me the strength and the conviction to complete the task you entrusted to me. Guiding me straight.
straight and true through the many obstacles in my path. And for keeping me resolute when all around seemed lost. Thank you for your protection and for your many signs along the way. Thank you for any good that I may have done. I'm so sorry about the bad.
You don't have to leave, you know. You're very welcome to stay here. You'll be perfectly safe.
Thank you. But this is something that I have to do.
Where will you go?
Home.
Thank you for the friend I made. Please watch over her as you watched over me. Thank you for finally allowing me to rest. I'm so very tired, but I go now to my rest at peace, knowing that I have done right with my time on this earth. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.